Or if I guess this morning on Morning Living, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 866-675-6675. What we're offering is consultation, how to define your own style. You know, I may need actually a consultation. I can get things started with my own crisis today. I was told that maybe I needed to do an upgrade on my own.
On your living quarters?
My living quarters. The new girl in my life was saying, you know, maybe it needed a woman's touch. No,
I think she meant herself, but start with Jane.
Exactly.
Very good practice.
So when we come back from the break, I'll invite you to sort of do my makeover here this morning on Morning Living.
Okay.
It's 22 minutes past the hour on Morning Living. Dean Ulsher with Betsy Koretnik and Jane Seymour on Morning Living. Before this day goes on any further, we have to make sure that we pay attention to the cookie of the week.
Denise Mickelson, Associate Food Editor of Martha Stewart Living Magazine. And here's the cookie of the week, Butterscotch Blondies.
From the garden to the kitchen, with recipes, ideas, and tips to inspire. The good things on Morning Living on Martha Stewart Living Radio. Give us a call at 866-675-6675. That's 866-675-6675.
That's the number to call to speak with the inexhaustible Jane Seymour, who is our guest this morning on Morning Living. I'm Dean Ulsher with Betsy Koretnik, and Jane Seymour does pretty much everything, and
everything.
She's here to talk to you about it, and she will gladly give you a style or makeover here by calling that number, 866-675-6675. We're going to start with me in just a minute after we take this call from Pat in Maryland.
Hi, Pat.
Pat.
Hi.
Welcome.
I just wanted to say how excited I was when I turned on the radio on my way to work at my new first job that I heard Jane Seymour, because it brought back memories. I had bought her book when I wanted to do modeling. So I got her book, and I went to modeling school in D.C. and signed up with an agency and only did 4 years of modeling, but I'm 62 now. And I just wanted to say that she inspired me, and I always loved her and watched her through the years, and never really thought about it till you reminded me this morning by listening to your show on radio. So I just wanted to say how neat it is, and I'm very excited just to listen to her.
Okay, well, that's
Thank
nice
you.
To hear. Thanks for calling, Pat. Great to have you on Morning Living.
You must get that all the time. Well, usually it's not usually about modeling. It's usually, you know, either James Bond, War and Remembrance, Somewhere in Time, Dr. Quinn,
Dr.
of course.
Quinn, of course.
How can you forget 7 years of Dr. Quinn?
We love Dr. Quinn.
Our Dr. Quinn was great.
Strong woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Always
people.
Had a solution.
Yes, I used to argue them and say, you know, please don't let her be right all the time. It's so boring. You know, let her come around.
No, I disagree. Right every time.
No, but it was what was great about it, I think it was about the human condition, and it wasn't specific to any religion,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a spiritual uplifting family humanitarian piece, and although it was set back in the 1870s, it was so pertinent to what's going on today.
Mm.
I mean, there wasn't one episode that wouldn't be in the headlines of the LA Times when we were filming it. It was amazing.
Mm. Jane Seymour is our guest this morning on Morning Living. Okay, so I have this house.
Yes.
I rent it out, constantly praised for how cozy, homey it is, and yet now this new lady friend, which Betsy last said, girlfriend, says it needs a woman's touch, and I'm thinking, what am I going
to
do here?
I think she wants to put her touch in there. I think she wants to know that you like her and her style too. So
okay.
You could maybe take
Make
a look at her. I think you might take a look at whatever art she has. Or
she is herself an artist.
She's an artist. Well, there you go. Maybe you start by hanging out one of her paintings.
That's what she's trying to say.
I think that's what she's trying to say. And then
you should
and
be
then,
her biggest fan.
and then you just see what kind of tone and colors are in there. Maybe throw a cushion on the couch or something that somehow relates to her painting, or a vase of flowers that relates to it in some way, or something so that she feels that she's part of your home.
You know, the color palette that I've been trying for is straight from Monet's own house. You know how he used those yellows and blues?
Oh, I love yellow.
Which it just makes it seem like you're in the Mediterranean, even if you're not. And so Diebenkorn liked those colors too, and I have some prints from Diebenkorn, and it's sort of an updated attempt to have that Mediterranean feel. What else should I do next? Where do I go with that?
Well, I think that yellow and blue thing I love. And in fact, in my book, I've got a whole room that I did in the blue and white without the yellow in it. And what I did was I got some eclectic plates, blue and white plates that I collected from garage sales and whatever, not one of them matches, and hung them with plate hooks in a combination on the back of the wall. So that's a kind of fun thing to do. You know, I'm a great one for changing the art out too. I love that blue and yellow. I think that that Monet experience is great. You could, if you really want to, throw a splash of red in there.
Red is what he did too, right? In his have you ever seen pictures of the dining room at his house in Mrs. Giverny?
I've been there.
Have you been there?
I actually painted there. I made a documentary called Journey to Impressionism, and I was invited to paint in Monet's gardens and at his house when it was closed to the public.
Wow.
So I have a number of paintings that are inspired by my visit to Monet's gardens.
No.
Great house, isn't it?
The thing about it, I've never been there. I've only seen pictures of it. I'm dying to go.
Tons of plates.
Yes. Now, what I read about his garden is that he, like his painting, he would never allow a leaf to have two colors on it. He wanted to separate the colors, which is what his revolution in painting was all about. You put the blue next to the white rather than to mix them together. So all of the leaves of any plant in his garden is just a single color, nothing variegated or modeled at all.
Mm.
So did you get that looking at
it? I didn't realize that, but I think you're probably right. What I do know is that, and I don't know if you know about this, but when he bought the house in Giverny, it was a farming community, so nobody grew flowers. There's not one flower in the area.
Mm.
And he decided he wanted to paint flowers, so he got the vegetables out and planted tons and tons of flowers.
And
the lily ponds and the rest of it. And then after that, you know, the people in that area thought that was a good idea and started doing it themselves.
Mm.
But at the time that he did it, it was very unusual to have that many flowers.
Mm-hmm. James Seymour is our guest on Morning Living. It's 26 minutes before the hour. We're inviting you to call at 866-675-6675, and she will help you find your own personal style. How did you find yours?
I think I found mine by looking at art. I mean, I think I remember as a child seeing Chagall's work for the first time, and Monet and Van Gogh, and really being excited by the color. And I think I just have always, you know, loved color, trying to find a way to bring color into my life, whether it was through flowers, whether it was through cushions or throws or shawls or accessorizing, you know, myself in terms of clothing. And of course, I use quite a lot of color when I'm painting. And I tend to take color from nature because I just think the purest color there is right there in nature. So I look at things, I look for beauty in life rather than angst and anger and misery. Of course, that's, you know, wonderful art. You can see lots of that in museums. I don't need to bring it into my home. I think we have enough of that on television. So.
You know, it's so interesting to look at your book because there's so much art and your tablescapes, but the background is neutral.
Yes. Absolutely. There's only one room there where I've shown how you change out the guest room by painting one wall with the turquoise blue behind the blue and white, which is another idea for your blue and yellow collection. But, you know, a lot of people start with their homes. They go, I'm going to paint the room red or I'm going to paint something yellow. And I suggest to people that maybe they bring color in terms of accessories first, and then when they really get comfortable and say, you know what, this really is the accent color I'd like in my home, and I'd like to, you know, bring it in a bit, then you paint the wall.
But this leaves you maximum flexibility. You don't have, it's like getting a tattoo that you're stuck
exactly.
with. Not quite as long as a tattoo, but if you decide, I don't really go for this color, then switch.
I think so, and I think, you know, from an artist's point of view, which is the way that the book was written, it's fun to have neutral palette to play with because you can go anywhere with it. I mean, my living room there can be very romantic and very soft and some textures of off-white. I could even, you know, make it very Asian. I can make it, as I've shown in the book, very full of color and embroideries. And if you love textiles as I do, you know, you can just get a small amount of it and turn it into a, you know, a beautiful cushion and just use that as the accessory.
Making Yourself at Home is the book by Jane Seymour. It is a play on words. It's not just making yourself comfortable, but it's actually making yourself
right
in your home.
Defining your own style.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people, you know, for example, will hire a designer and they then end up with a home that maybe ends up in a wonderful magazine, but may not really speak to who they are as people or what their life is all about. You know, one of the first questions I ask people is, you know, what are you designing this house for? Is it to impress other people? Is it to entertain in? Or is it for you to live in? Or is it a combination of all of the above? You know, do you want the person that comes into your home to know a little bit about yourself or what you value or you know, what makes you happy or what inspires you? I mean, does art do anything for you? And if so, and you can't afford original art, there's always prints. You know, is it colored pottery that does it for you, or antique silvers, or, you know, do you like everything in black and white?
Jane Seymour is the guest on Morning Living. 22 minutes before the hour, we have a call from Debbie in Georgia. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm very interested in trying to determine what my own personal style actually is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my 50s, and I'm suddenly realizing that I'm not sure what that is anymore. I think that it has changed over the years, and I'm just not really sure what it is anymore.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head right there. I mean, your style does change. And I think, you know, if you read and listen to these programs and you read the magazines, you get inspired by different things. And I tell people, if you think about how you dress yourself and you accessorize that according to what's happening, according to what, makes you excited, maybe it's a colored shawl, maybe it's a necklace, maybe, something that accessorizes what you wear. Just think of that in terms of your home, accessorizing your home. And discovering your style that way.
All right, Debbie, thanks for calling.
You start by looking at yourself. If you wear clean lined clothes,
yeah,
you're looking at me because I'm wearing.
I'm looking at you, and no, you're a perfect example because she's wearing black and off white. It's got this beautiful black skirt on that's got absolutely beautiful embroidery
which
on.
Which should interest you as a former embroiderer.
It's really beautiful. It's floral, but it's not overly floral. And it's very clean, and it's kind of got a slight lacy feeling to it, although it isn't lace. And so I would look at you and I would say, well, she likes clean lines, but she's not afraid to bring, you know, elements of floral in. You probably would like my black and white collection that I've just done, Mulholland.
I like so many. I think this speaks to a lot of our listeners. I like so many different things, like you do. Mm. I love an all-white room accented. Then I like a strong room. You know, I would love to look at a blue and yellow room, or live in one. You know, people who know me know I paint walls. Yeah, I don't paint pictures like you. Just the walls.
Just
when I get bored, I paint the wall.
Well, how about you look for some pictures now?
Perhaps I could do it with pictures. That's
a
lot less effort.
Pictures and flowers, and then
I
you
love
can
your
change
flower
it out.
Pictures.
Yeah, and you can change it out. You know, I mean, one big dramatic flower picture, or I have in my book, I have 6 major portraits of close-ups of different flowers that we've grown in the garden. Large oils, and you put all 6 together on a wall. I mean, it just, you know, it becomes the focal point. It becomes something that you can then play off in the rest of the room. And I show people you can have a lot of fun, especially now. I love that look, don't you, where they have the big vase, the very tall vase, and they have a single flower in it.
Mm-hmm.
And people to put orchids and things. And I took it to another degree the other day. I put pebbles in the bottom. I got some turf, which I put on top of it, a little bit of water underneath it, and I just started planting the garden that's outside, inside, in this thing. So I took the roses that are on the rose bushes, and I just stuck them in as they would be outside, but in this vase. So they're not like a vase of flowers. They look like a garden inside a vase.
Jane Seymour is our guest on Morning Living. 19 minutes before the hour, we're taking your calls, 866-675-6675. Call and invite Jane to give you some tips on how to create your own style. That's what she does.